Track 9, Days of Wiggling Water Beetle Lava and Huge Smiles. This month, Norfolk Wildlife Trust Ambassador Nick Aitchison tells us how they're helping young minds to stay wild.
Hello, March. You're not to be sulky this year. We've made it through the winter, and the very last thing we need from you now is weeks of dull, grey dishwater days. We don't want drizzle, and we don't want sleet. And we won't be putting up with relentless, bone-chilling winds from the north, OK? What we need from you, and I've prepared a numbered list for ease of reference, is this. 1. Snow buntings in spring livery, tumbling like winter drifts along our dappled, pebbled beaches. 2. Fat queen bumblebees, buff-tailed and white-tailed, snuffling through golden globes of willow pollen. 3. Adders with brassy eyes curled up in the low spring sun around straggly stems of gorse. 4. Goshawks plunging their deep chests through your crisp March air over Breckland woods. 5. Swarms of chironomid midges, non-biting I'll have you know, dancing over paths in their first spring warmth. 6. Carpets of sharp green bluebell shoots, presaging May's extraordinary blush of blue in ancient woods. 7. Bluetits cheerily chiming in gardens everywhere, and woodlarks sobbing over heaths and brecks and woodland clearings. 8. Hairy bittercress meekly coming into bloom in pavement cracks and garden pots. 9. Jagged purplish elderbuds and fresh round leaves of honeysuckle, as winter slackens its bitter grip. 10. Frogs warming in the black night air with purring croaks, warming our hearts for another spring. Thank you, March, for all these wild and wondrous gifts. We're grateful, truly. There's one more thing I'd like to ask of you, if you don't mind. I'd like to see children playing outside every weekend in March and in the Easter holidays. You'll have to lean on for help with that one. Not just being outside, mind, but playing outside in the riotous, carefree way my siblings and I used to play in the 1980s. Nostalgia is a dangerous lens through which to look at things, I know, but there is tremendous evidence that children have far less access to the outdoors today than in decades past, that they spend greatly less free, imaginative time outdoors, and, crucially, that this is detrimental to their well-being and development. So, dear March, we sorely need your help in fixing this. Give us sharp spring days of wildness and of wonder. Give us blackbirds fluting shyly into song. Give us the freedom to be wild. At Norfolk Wildlife Trust, we're trying to do our bit. We really are. We are hard at work fundraising for our children and Nature Fund. Helping young people become excited about wildlife and our environment is every bit as important to us as managing nature reserves, helping other landowners protect wildlife, and advocating for nature everywhere on land and sea in Norfolk. We believe in a future in which young people love wildlife and take a stand for nature, for everyone's collective good. Our Children and Nature Fund enables us to do many things. For a start, there's our work in schools and with schools on our nature reserves. Every year, thousands of children visit us. Even if it's just for half a day, they can immerse themselves in the wild lives of non-human creatures and the places they inhabit. These are the days of wiggling water beetle larvae, of muddy knees, of huge smiles and gasps of excitement as conic ponies emerge, velvet-nosed from reed beds. Teachers tell our wilder learning team how certain children, whose natural habitat isn't the classroom, come alive when given the chance to think outdoors. Just as importantly, our Wilder Schools project empowers school children and staff to make their school grounds greener and better for both wildlife and wild learners. Outside school term time, our Wilder learning team, with the support of brilliant volunteers, host events and workshops for families at our visitor centres and everywhere. Children can hunt for the fossils of Cretaceous sea creatures on West Runton Beach, or marvel at the slimy lives of dog whelks and beadlet sea anemones. They can learn how wildflowers grow by planting their own native seeds or make nest sites for solitary bees. They can sketch and craft and make or simply be outdoors, reveling in natural habitats bristling with life. Our Wilder Wardens program is designed for young people who have already made a commitment to the natural world, who perhaps are considering further study or even a career in conservation. Following the success of our first season of Wilder Warden activities and workshops at Hickling Broad, next year we hope to expand the model to more reserves, supporting keen young conservationists right across the county. There's our work experience program too. In 2023, 16 students took part, visiting our reserves and learning from our wardens for a week, taking part in management tasks. We look forward to welcoming more students in summer this year in the hope of helping them begin a career in nature conservation. That's some of what we do at Norfolk Wildlife Trust to help young minds stay wild. So what we need, dear March, is the wild world, and we promise to help young people to explore it, gifting to them the blessing of a life lived wild and the privilege of standing up to protect and nurture it.